Dingle, El-Sayed has to be very clear he doesn't agree with Piker. Tired of people trying to drag me into it. By Ian Hanchett on August 26, 2026. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN's Situation Room, Representative Debbie Dingell, DME, responded to the controversy around Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Abdul El-Sayed's relationship with Hassan Piker by saying that I'm tired of people trying to drag me into it. I strongly disagree with many of the things that Hassan Piker has said. And it's incumbent upon Abdul to make it very clear to people that he doesn't agree with things that Hassan Piker says. I pray we're not going to see him in Michigan from now until the election. But I'm focused on getting health care back for the people that I represent and people around this country. Co-host Wolf Blitzer asked, I want to get to Democratic Senate candidate in Michigan. Abdul El-Sayed, who now appears to be distancing himself somewhat from far-left influencer Hassan Piker, after Piker's very controversial comments about American Jews. El-Sayed said in a statement that nobody speaks for this campaign besides me and my campaign spokespeople. And he accused politicians and pundits of trying to make this race about a Twitch streamer. Are you satisfied with how El-Sayed has handled this uproar? Dingle answered, look, I'm going to say this to you. I'm tired of people trying to drag me into it. I strongly disagree with many of the things that Hassan Piker has said. From Israel to, quite frankly, if you're a woman who has fought against sexual violence and domestic violence her whole life, what he has said about rape, etc., is simply inexcusable. I don't understand some of the followers and why they follow people. And I got in trouble when I said, maybe it's generational, he works out and they say he looks buff. What he has said is just wrong. I think that, what I know that this election's about in November is being able to reverse the healthcare cuts that we've had in this country. The millions of Americans who don't have healthcare right now. The kids that are already going hungry, and the seniors, because we've cut the SNAP program. And we have to elect somebody that is not going to be a rubber stamp to the Trump policies we have seen the last 2 years. I think it's incumbent upon Abdul to make it very clear to people that he doesn't agree with things that Hassan Piker says. I pray we're not going to see him in Michigan from now until the election. But I'm focused on getting health care back for the people that I represent and people around this country. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.